Yes, get caught like that. They can tell when a terrible rain or something's coming.
The Indians.
The Indians can. But whenever that any of our stock would get killed on the road, or lots of times some would die while those Indians would come down, they'd always ask us for them, whatever it was. Like, they would ask for the urine or the cow, and then they would take it and have a great feast. They still do that. They just eat that. They'll kill the yearling, or they take the yearling and they'll cut it up and divide it among the tribe there, and they still eat that raw meat.
This home that you painted here on that picture, home in 1914, was where in Ada? Is that in Ada?
That's 12 and a half miles northwest of Ada. Uh-huh.
Could you tell us a little about that picture?
Well, we lived just about a mile east of that picture, where the picture was made when we first went there in a little log cabin. And in those days, why, we would start our crops, and sometimes why the horse thieves would come through. They did pretty dead then. There was a lot of horse thieves, and we had to watch for the Indians. And sometimes our crop would be about half done, and we'd wake up some morning, we wouldn't have a horse or a mule on the place. And the neighbor man, they would all go together and up. They'd get on their horses and go by from house to house and call the other man. And they would try to trail those horse thieves. And if they could catch them, why, they always hung them on that tree. See, that's the crossroad there in the picture.
That's the Chisholm Trail. Right?
And that's the old Chisholm Trail. That road goes right down to the old corner saloon on the Canadian River. And we built the house and never thought about those hangings in our yard the last we built the house.
Scary a little?
Yes, sometimes it did, but we didn't pay very much attention. The folks still live there now and then. They moved to town, but now and then this one will move back a little while.
And this was before Oklahoma was made a state, wasn't it?
Yes, it was Indian Territory days. We came there in a covered wagon. I remember what a wonderful time that we had when we came on the creek, but we were still afraid of the Indians. And we would have to watch for them, and they would get angry sometimes. And now and then, you see, there was several of the white women killed while we lived there and by the Indians around us, and some was cut up pretty bad. I know there at home, there was a woman killed down there close to Ada, and then the white men, they get it up and found the two Indians, and they sure burnt them. Mm-hmm. Tied them to a stake, too. They tried their own medicine.
Approximately what year would that be when you first came there? Do you remember?
It must have been about 1904. Must have been somewhere there. I know it was just before it was made a state.
Mm-hmm. Where did you come from?
We came from Hartford, Arkansas. My mother's people, she was practically raised around Fort Smith. And my grandfather, my mother's father, was named John Smith. And he was in the first colony, the Robertson colony, that went to, I believe it was Baxter, Texas. He fought there in the services a long time ago, before the Civil War. Let's see. It was... I believe I've got his record here, some of it anyhow. I tore out two leaves of the old family record and brought with me, and then I think I have some here. If I didn't, I have a paper here with the year that he was in service. Robertson Colony, and previous to August the 2nd, 1835, and then he anticipated in the battle of Baxter and San Antonio between the 5th and the 10th of December, 1835, was also in service in the Army of Texas from December the 2nd, 1835, to March the 6th, 1836. I like to keep a record and kind of keep up with my people.
Yeah.
I'm kind of proud of them. We was always poor, but always had a good name, and I like to keep it up.
But the farm that you made a picture of there in Oklahoma changed pretty much, I suppose, when the floods.
Oh, there's nothing much to it now. While we lived in the western part when the floods got so bad.
Mm-hmm.
And first it was the grasshoppers. We was doing pretty well and had most anything that we wanted. Just farm, ordinary farm living, you know. We had our cars, and we was making pretty good, and could buy anything nearly we needed to town.